From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least 8 American troops and 12 Afghan civilians are dead in attacks in Afghanistan over the past day. 4 Americans were killed by a roadside bomb in the southern part of the country. 3 other Americans among the dead in an attack outside a police compound in Kandahar. And another American has died of wounds sustained in a gun battle. BP is delaying a test of a new cap that's designed to stop the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. No explanation was given for the pause. If the cap works, it could hold all the oil inside the well apparatus, or if the pressure is too high, divert some through pipes to collection ships. Even if the approach works, though, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says it would not mark an end to the oil spill crisis.
We've got a long, long way to go in cleaning up what's in the water and restoring the health and the beauty of the Gulf to what it was, not just 85 or 86 days ago, but the way it should be.
Gibbs says the president will be making another trip to the Gulf Coast in the not-too-distant future. 6 current and former New Orleans police officers are set to be arraigned today on federal charges connected to a deadly shooting of an unarmed civilian in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Eileen Fleming, a member station WWNO, reports the charges come after a 2-year probe by federal investigators.
At least 8 federal investigations are being conducted into the department, some involving actions taken years after the 2005 hurricane. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says his office is working with the city to ensure a well-run police department.
We are committed to this kind of work generally, and we are committed to making sure that we make a difference in this city specifically.
Officers indicted in the latest case are accused of killing 2 men and wounding 4 others as they were crossing the Danziger Bridge. Federal authorities stepped in after a state case was tossed out for prosecution mistakes. Holder says his office is investigating patterns at the department that could end in systemic changes in police operations. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Toyota is insisting that electronic throttles are not to blame for instances of Toyota cars accelerating out of control. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the automaker has looked into 2,000 such cases.
In its recent spate of car recalls, Toyota has largely attributed the sudden acceleration problem to jammed floor mats and defective pedals. Today's statement says that in some of the 2,000 cases, drivers may have stepped on the gas when they meant to hit the brakes. The Wall Street Journal has reported that U.S. Department of Transportation tests have also faulted driver error. The department has received about 3,000 complaints about unintended acceleration in Toyotas. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A new White House report increases by about 20% estimates of the number of jobs created or saved by the economic stimulus law. The new figure is up to 3.6 million jobs. This is NPR News. There'll be more testimony in Southern California today in a lawsuit challenging the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that bars homosexuals from serving openly in the U.S. military. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the suit was brought by a gay Republican organization called the Log Cabin Republicans.
Among those testifying for the plaintiffs is Nathaniel Frank, a professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and the author of a book arguing that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy undermines military readiness. Attorneys representing the Log Cabin Republicans plan to call about a dozen witnesses over the next couple of days, including academics and gay and lesbian military veterans. But according to U.S. Department of Justice attorney Paul Freeborn, the plaintiffs' witnesses are irrelevant and the trial is unnecessary, since efforts to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell are working their way through Congress. He will present no witnesses, focusing instead on the legislative history of the policy. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The National League is the winner of Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, downing the American League 3-1. It's the first time the National League has won since 1996. That win gives the National League team the home field advantage in this year's World Series, and that concerns New York Yankees and American League team manager Joe Girardi.
There's a lot of disappointment. I mean, the home field advantage is extremely important. So whoever comes out of the American League is going to have to work a little bit harder and for the streak to break, and that's disappointing as well. But we have an opportunity to start a new one next year.
Atlanta's Brian McCann cleared the bases with a double in the top of the 7th of the All-Star game to set the stage for the National League victory. He was named the game's most valuable player. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.